Hi there, and welcome to Open Mic. I'm your host, Leanne Akers, and today we're visiting with Moorhead's new mayor, Laura White Brown. Thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you for having me.
Welcome to the show. This will be your first of many, I'm sure, as you take office just last week. And this week, you guys held your very first regular meeting of the City Council, which you were in charge of for the first time. Before we get into the agenda of that particular meeting, I wanted to talk to you a little bit about you taking office. You are our first female mayor.
I am.
I didn't realize that until when you were running and someone had mentioned it. To me, as someone who has encountered the glass ceiling before, that's an interesting thing to see that it only happened now. And tell me a little bit about how you feel being in that seat.
First, I'd like to say it's an honor and a privilege. I am truly, truly honored to be able to represent the city of Moorhead, but also to be the first female mayor of the city is kind of an added bonus as well. I think it sets a good example for my children, for other women, but also to show kind of the way that our city is moving in a direction where we are, again, shattering that glass ceiling.
It's a good time to be a woman in America, I think.
Absolutely.
Okay, well, let's get into the agenda of the City Council meeting that took place on Monday. You guys had a big agenda, a lot of things that had to be taken care of during that meeting. But the first thing, you guys had a representative from Kelly Galloway Smith Goolsby to do the audit report for the fiscal year that was the end of 2017, the beginning of 2018, so the end of June. I know sometimes it's hard to remember which places do calendar
which fiscal
versus
year.
Fiscal year.
Mm-hmm.
So tell me a little bit about what was found in that audit.
Well, I am very happy to report that it was a clean audit. There were no findings, no questioning on any of the fiscal spending that we had. We were also compliant with all of our procurement models as well. So it was a good report, a good, great way, really, to start off the year. We are not in the red. The city has some funds that rolled over from the previous year, so we'll utilize that in the upcoming budget cycle.
Great. Now, I think that for me, particularly taking over a new office, any new position, going in with an audit first thing, that kind of shows you how, okay, this is how we're supposed to run things. Does that give you a leg up going into this term?
It definitely clearly defines kind of where we're at and what we need to do, as well as how to plan for the future. So it really gives me kind of clear boundaries and clear priorities for how we move forward, looking at the previous audit and then comparing it to the upcoming budget.
Now, moving along in the agenda, one of the things that Moorhead people are most proud of are our arts community, the conference center, the tourism here in the area. It's something that we're all very proud of, and a lot of people work really hard to make great things happen here. You guys had a report from those people. Tell me a little bit about what they had to say going into the new year.
Joy Brown from the Tourism Commission came. She's the director of tourism for our community. She came and gave a presentation, kind of a report and update on things that they have going on. The conference center has been under construction for the last little bit, and they will be finished and reopening on Monday. They have 11 events scheduled for next week, so they're going up and running pretty quick. They were able to do new carpet, new paint, just kind of updating the building. I think they had projected that they wouldn't need to do that for maybe 10 years, and it carried over for 12 years. So they were in great shape there. I did do a walkthrough kind of in the remodel phase, and it looks fantastic. I think people will really be satisfied with the updates that they're making.
I've been watching
the Facebook pictures.
Yeah, social media. There have been a few teases, but it's all been in black and white, and I want to see the colors. So I'm excited to know that that's going to open back up on Monday, and people will be able to go in those events that are scheduled next week to find out what's going on.
Absolutely. I'd encourage anyone to go in and take a look.
Now, there were a couple of reports that didn't happen that were on the agenda just because people didn't meet in December. That happens a lot over the holidays. And, of course, we'll touch base with the Utility Plant Board and Morehead State University next month, I'm sure. But one of the things that you guys did hear about was future growth and development and projects that are happening within the city. Give us a little update on some of the things that are happening right now.
It's always great to see people interested in moving businesses here or projects to the community of Morehead. And right now there are several different ideas floating around. Nothing has started officially, just some questions about basic property and what it would take to get permitted to put certain businesses in. So right now we're just kind of in the waiting game, hoping that all of this comes to fruition. But I think there's going to be some very exciting new options for our community coming in the future.
I think a lot of us have heard some rumors about some different places that may be relocating, some new restaurants perhaps, and some new businesses that are going to meet job growth in our community. And it's always good to see things opening up rather than closing.
Absolutely. And any time that new jobs are coming to the area, that helps the city and the county and tourism, everyone as a whole.
Let's see, moving on in our agenda, you guys discussed a little bit about the Laughlin Health Building lease study. And I know the fiscal court met today and had a little bit of differences, but before we get into what happened at the fiscal court today, which I know you can report on, I'd like to talk a little bit about what the city council had to say about that project.
Sure. So we did have quite a lengthy discussion. Probably the majority of our council meeting was spent on this subject. So when I came in, what we did was there had been a feasibility study. So this past week, I saw the study, kind of a link to that, and I shared it with council as well. And so from there, we kind of reviewed the study and had that discussion last night in our council meeting. What we did was we weighed the pros and cons and we talked about the cost associated with the project and the opportunity that it would provide. At the end of that discussion, we proposed a joint meeting between City Council, the Round County Fiscal Court, and the Tourism Commission so that we could all be in one room together to discuss how we would like to move forward. And the reason for a joint meeting with those three groups are because those are the three entities that would be funding this project.
Mm-hmm. Now, when you say funding, what kind of funds are we talking about? I mean, it's a lot of money.
It's a lot of money. And so that's first and foremost what we need to look at. I would like to say that it is a fantastic building. I did a walkthrough this past week with the new judge executive, with the chair of the Tourism Commission, with Dr. Morgan from the university, as well as someone from facilities management. And we had a great walkthrough. We spent over an hour really looking at the building in detail. And it's a fantastic building. It's a very strong structure. You can tell that. And I think it has a lot of opportunity. With that, we have to weigh the cost and the feasibility of us using that. It's a building that I would love to see someone use, and our question just becomes, are we the people that should be using it?
Right. Now, when do you have a dollar amount on how much it would cost in order for this group of city, county, tourism to utilize that building?
Initially, when the project was presented, each entity was told we would put in $70,000 a piece to pay the utilities. In essence, that's all we would be paying. The university is not making money off of us by any means. We're just covering the cost of the building itself. And so that was incorporated to the feasibility study as well. The city did vote last year to put in $70,000 into the city budget, so that money is there. Upon further investigation and review of the study, it would take initially $75,000 per entity to open the door. So an increase of $5,000 from what was budgeted, which is okay. On top of that, then we would have insurance that we would need to take, parking, any changes to the building itself. We would incur those costs, as well as employing people to run and maintain the building. So those are all additional costs that we would be paying.
So based on the feasibility study, did they give you a ballpark about what that would cost? Or is it just okay in addition to the $75,000 per entity?
The feasibility study kind of broke down what it would cost if we hosted tournaments and were able to make certain amounts off of that. So the first 3 years, it had us in the red losing money, which we know that happens in order to start up a new project, especially in this type of facility. However, around year 4 or year 5, we would come out making some money. Again, that would be divided up 3 ways.
Mm-hmm. Now, I know that, and this is kind of off topic from your general business agenda, but I know that there are some other projects that were kind of in the works with the last administration for the city. We just saw the completion from the splash pad, and I know that people are anticipating that opening up in the spring. Are there other things that the city has in the works right now? I know, obviously, we're talking about the police and fire building. Can you update us on particularly that project first?
Absolutely. And first, I'm going to backtrack a minute too. The splash pad did have a kind of demo, I guess, in the fall, last fall. It is not finished though. There are additional things that we will have to do and some more money that we will have to put into the project before it can open. So we are working on getting hard numbers, exactly what that cost is going to be, and look at our budget to see how we're going to organize that.
And before we move on, do you have an idea of when the splash pad will open? I mean, I know that everybody's like, as soon as it gets warm, or are you going to say, you know, like Memorial Day weekend?
I believe Lexington opens theirs usually like a March to October type of cycle. We're not going to be prepared to do that in March. We're looking to open after the opening day for the Little League this summer. Or I guess April 27th is opening day for them. So it will be following April 27th when the splash pad will open.
Great. Now, what about some other projects that are happening?
You mentioned the police and fire facility. So we have an emergency management facility that's a priority to us right now. It's probably our number one project that we're looking at. Last night at council, I proposed to put together a kind of more firm committee. So what I would like to do is have 2 city council members, the police and fire chief with 2 of their employees as well, 2 police officers, 2 volunteer firefighters. I would like someone from economic development to serve on that committee as well, so that we have a good perspective of how we want to plan this out piece by piece.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to know kind of ideally where we're going with the project as we get started, and know budget-wise what we can afford to build the type of facility that we need as well.
Absolutely. Well, on that note, we're going to take a quick break here on Open Mic. We'll be right back after this.
I'm Maria Hinojosa, this week on Latino USA, the unconventional story of a Bolivian religious singer who got involved with drug trafficking and ended up becoming a DEA informant. That's this week on Latino USA. Saturday mornings at 7 on WMKY at 90.3 FM.
And welcome back to Open Mic here on Moorhead State Public Radio. I'm your host, Leanne Akers, and today we're visiting with Moorhead Mayor Laura White Brown. Thank you so much again for being on the show.
Thank you again for having me.
We're taking a look at the city council agenda that took place earlier this week. There were several things on the list of new business updates. But really quick, unfinished business. There was a resolution approving a mutual lease agreement for the community park. What was that agreed on?
So what that is the previous lease agreement with the school board and the city to utilize the community park had expired and needed updated, so to speak. So this is a new lease agreement to kind of carry us through. I think it's common knowledge that the school board is in a phase of sale for that property. So this lease would just carry us through that process. So until it is sold, we would still be able to utilize that park if needed.
Great. Moving on to the new business, there's several different first readings of amendments and different things, but there's one of the first things that happened was a municipal order to add an employee evaluation section to the employee handbook. I know that that's kind of your wheelhouse as far as business, your business background, as far as making sure that employees are accountable. So tell me a little bit about that particular piece of business that you guys did last night.
Absolutely. So I think that evaluations are very important, and they're important for a lot of different reasons. I wanted to add in a 6-month evaluation to our employee handbook for this purpose. When someone new comes in, new administration, new elected office, whatever it may be, existing employees often don't know what the expectations are. So I think it helps clarify what I expect as someone new in elected office, but also so that I can become very familiar with the job duties that people have. These are the people within the city that run your day-to-day operations, and I feel that I need to become very aware of what they do every day to maintain our city. So it's kind of twofold in order to bring us to that point.
We have a lot of city employees. What's the number?
We do. We have right under 70 right now.
Okay. And most of those were here before you became mayor.
All of them were here.
Great.
Yes,
great.
And they're all still here.
That's wonderful. Now, taking a look at these ordinances, there were several here that were amendments to things that were already in our code of ordinance. Can you just give me a little bit of an overview about some of those and the things that are changing? And can citizens expect to, or are we expected to know these things? Or is it kind of just general management business stuff?
It's a little bit of both. So that's a very good question. Right now, the city has been working on updating zoning and ordinances as well. So a lot of this is kind of flow through from those processes. So the first thing is we did an amendment for the annual budget for Moorhead Recreation Tourism Convention Commission Conference Center and the Arts Center. And what that basically is was they were amending their budget to cover benefits, projects like Laughlin and the Folk Art Center in their budget, as well as building improvements for the current renovation going on, as well as rental fees and grants that they cover.
Which is something that kind of just goes
along
with
it's just general business, absolutely. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. There were some additional first readings of ordinances, and what the majority of those pertain to was that we were not compliant with KRS standards as they have changed over the years. So we were updating ours to be in compliance with KRS and just update them overall.
I can see in here the first couple on the second page talk about regulations that needed to be updated.
Absolutely.
You guys had talked about very specifically land usage, the number 6 there on the thing, and then also traffic code, traffic schedules. Is there anything that we as citizens and people who travel in and out of Moorhead should be aware of changes that are coming from those amendments?
There is going to be a change to the stop signs actually located in front of the new ADUC facility off of 2nd Street, since that is now kind of a drop-off area. The curve that was built in there, kind of the cobblestone, it's no longer necessary to be a 4-way stop, so they're reevaluating the standards for a 3-way stop and crosswalks as well. So one of those stop signs may be removed based on the recommendations from the state.
I think a lot of people have forgotten that that used to be there used to be a street there.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Some of our new students don't realize that you should be able to drive from one end to the other in front of ADUC instead of behind. Also, you guys did a zone map amendment, a public zone to an R1 low density residential zone on 5th Street. What did that have? Is that anticipating new building or?
That is actually just kind of business as well. So what we're doing is we were cleaning up the zoning, so to speak, with it. That was initially that P1 public zone, but it was never utilized as a public zone. So they were just updating the ordinance to have it made residential zone since it is only residential there.
And I know that a lot of that is general business that we all have to do every time we start a new year, whether it be calendar or fiscal. Things that need to be taken care of as we go. Now, one of the last things on the agenda was a date for the joint meeting with the fiscal court and Moorhead Tourism. Of course, that had to do with Laughlin. And I know you guys were going to talk with fiscal court during their meeting Tuesday. We have a couple minutes left. Tell me real quickly what happened when you went to the fiscal court meeting.
I attended the fiscal court meeting just to hear the conversation that they have and the discussion they have on Laughlin as well to see how we're going to move forward and propose a joint meeting. There was a lengthy discussion as well with fiscal court. They weighed a lot of options and a lot of cost as well. I think the overall idea was that all entities would really like to or like to have seen a business plan to really help guide the final decision. The fiscal court did have a motion and a unanimous vote to table the Laughlin project indefinitely.
So as of right now, without the third entity in this, that's not something that could be financially possible.
Without the third entity, we would have to look at, one, if the city could incur that third portion. I don't know if tourism can pay for that, so that will be our discussion moving forward. Does that end the subject, or are we going to try to take on those costs?
I know it's a big decision, and it requires a lot of consideration before taking on that much financial burden, especially when it's not a guarantee that you'll be able to reap the benefits of it anytime soon.
Sure.
But I do know that recreation and community activities is a big issue on a lot of people's minds, so they'll be very interested to follow that story as we move forward with it. And that kind of covers pretty much everything that's happening on our agenda. I hope that you taking office is going smoothly. You're headed to some training?
I am. I'll actually be spending the rest of this week in Lexington at a Kentucky League of Cities training for elected officials.
Now, elected officials go to that every year. You'll get to meet all the mayors and judge. I guess, are the judge executives going to be there too?
This is actually city-only training.
Great. And it's very different between city and county.
It is. Government. It's a very different format of government. And even city to city, you know, Bath County follows a completely different model than we do, than Maysville does, than Mount Sterling does.
And it'll be a very, very interesting to hear how that goes. And I hope that you will give us a call afterwards and let me know how it went.
Absolutely. Thank you very much.
And that's all the time we have today here on Open Mic. I appreciate you tuning in, and we'll see you next Friday.